From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. The NBA playoffs begin today, but will they go on for as long as the regular season did? Ahead on Only a Game, a postseason preview and an appreciation of the Charlotte Bobcats, who accomplished something unique this week. Also, federal authorities investigate New Orleans Saints GM Mickey Loomis for alleged eavesdropping on visiting teams, and the fun life of baseball maverick Bill Veeck. Also ahead, will Stanley enjoy a Kings reception in Los Angeles?
I was 15 years old when they became a team. 45 years later, still waiting for them to win the cup.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The second round of the NHL playoffs began last night with the Phoenix Coyotes taking Game 1 in their series against the Nashville Predators. Today, the New York Rangers will begin their best-of-seven series against the Washington Capitals, and the Blues and Los Angeles Kings will square off in St. Louis. Tomorrow, New Jersey faces Philadelphia. The Los Angeles Kings surprised a lot of hockey fans with their five-game first-round victory over the Vancouver Canucks, who became just the sixth team ever to earn the NHL's best regular season record, only to bow out in the first round of the playoffs. Reporter Susan Vallett says Kings fans have waited a long time for this positive playoff moment.
Blue and green Canucks jerseys fill Rogers Arena in Vancouver for Game 5 of the first round of the playoffs. It's do-or-die time for Vancouver. They need a win to stay alive. The game heads into overtime. Vancouver turns over the puck. Kings broadcaster Bob Miller on Fox Sports West.
Puck picked up by the Kings, 2-on-1. Stoll shoots, he scores! The Kings have eliminated Vancouver, and the Kings are moving on.
In the Kings locker room after the game, elation. Kings captain Dustin Brown says it's about time the team got its first playoff series win in 11 years.
It's huge. I've been here for 8-9 years, and this is a pretty good feeling for a lot of guys in here, especially some of the guys that have been here for extended amounts of time, and it's been a work in progress.
Back at home, Kings fans watched, glued to their TVs. Among them, 22-year-old Liz Reuter, a lifelong Kings fan.
Oh, that was crazy. I was screaming in the living room. My mom was yelling in the back, and it was great to talk to other Kings fans. And people are finally recognizing in LA, hey, I heard the Kings are doing some great things, and it's good recognition for them.
Reuter was among a couple hundred Kings fans who headed to LAX to greet the team when they got back from Vancouver. Kings color commentator Darrell Evans was there, too.
You know, as the players, you know, left the airport, they were lined up on both sides of the street there and waving and yelling and screaming. And it was just great to see just the emotion and, you know, realize these are people that are going to work the next day and they're out there at 1 o'clock in the morning and, just partaking in that.
Evans knows what it's like. He was a Kings forward from 1981 to 1985 and part of the Miracle on Manchester Kings team that made an amazing comeback to defeat the Edmonton Oilers in the first round of the 1982 playoffs. Those Kings were the underdogs too, but Evans says it's a different NHL now.
You know, there's so much more parity in the game today. You look at the Kings, number 8 seed against Vancouver, number 1 seed, and really there's only 7 wins that separate the two teams. You know, in the standings, I mean, that's how much parity there is in the game. Whereas the year when we played against Edmonton, there was 46 points that separated the two teams.
Some fans, like Glenn Fujikawa, who was present at Wednesday's practice, were pretty surprised that the Kings pulled off beating Vancouver in the playoffs.
Honestly, I was scared to death. I kept waiting for them to lose 4 in a row. Weren't you? After they lost game 4, I'm thinking, oh no.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Fellow fan Bruce Stredwick sits a little ways down from Fujikawa in the stands, watching players run through drills.
I was 15 years old when they became a team. And 45 years later, I'm now 60. I'm still a fan. I'm still waiting for them to win the cup. Just once in my lifetime, I want to see the Kings win the Cup.
Stredwick hopes that one time will be this postseason, but he's worried about powerhouse Eastern Conference teams. Fujikawa sets the bar a little bit lower. He just wants a good series against St. Louis.
If they go more than six, I know I'll be happy, probably. If they go six or seven, you know, I won't be unhappy. If they get blown out in four, I'll be bummed.
Oh, the life of a Kings fan. The Kings-Blues series kicks off today in St. Louis. For Only a Game, I'm Susan Vallett.